Welcome to the Europe a la carte podcast on the 5th of January 2011. I'm Karen Ryan, the founding editor of Europe a la carte, an online European travel guide where you'll find tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'd like to cover some of the recent posts from the Europe a la carte blog. You can read the post in full, see the photos, and leave a comment on the blog at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. You're invited to the Edinburgh Travel Tweet-Up on the 23rd of January 2011. If you're going to be in the central area in Scotland that day, we'd love to see you at this Tweet-Up. It's an informal event for anyone who loves travel and social media. It will be held at the Hub in the Royal Mile between 3 and 6pm on the 23rd of January. It's an informal event where you can share your passion for travel, networking and learning about social media and travel. It's an opportunity to meet some virtual friends in the flesh, plus meet some new people. So do come along if you'll be in the Edinburgh area on that Sunday. Now, many of us think of Iceland as a pretty expensive destination, but it has become much more reasonably priced after the recent financial troubles there. Amanda has written about 10 of the best hotels in Reykjavik for all budgets. Iceland is transforming itself into a place that many tourists are heading towards for short breaks to enjoy incredible landscapes, waterfalls and an interesting culture. The country has a small population and most of them, around 200,000 people, live in or around the capital city of Reykjavik. If you're heading to Reykjavik but a bit dubious about the cost, you might be pleasantly surprised because Amanda checked hotel prices on the hotel's combined comparison site for a one-night midweek stay in April 2011, and she found a double room from as little as £43 a night at the Centre Hotel Klopp, which has an 80% guest rating in reviews from verified guest ratings. That means guests actually stayed there. So that sounds pretty good. And then she found another one, the Fron Hotel Reykjavik, with an 82% guest rating for £47, and the Central Hotel Thingholt, which had an 84% guest rating on £62. And even some of the upmarket hotels, most of them are coming in at under £100 a night, even for Art Deco style hotels and things. So certainly worth looking into a trip to Iceland. I was there about 15 months ago. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful scenery. People are all very friendly and helpful as well. It's not easy to find very cheap flights there, but at least you know the hotel's not going to cost a fortune. Jeremy has written a review of the Hotel Lovec at Lake Bled in Slovenia. He thinks that one of the hidden gems in Europe is the Slovenian town of Bled. It's located beside a beautiful pristine lake with an island church, and it's only a 1-hour drive from Slovenia's capital of Ljubljana. With its close proximity to ski runs and the Alps, Bled is a perfect place as a base for a winter or summer Slovenian getaway. Jeremy recommends the Hotel Lovec, which is part of the Best Western group. It offers some fabulous views of the lake and the Alps and a number of different amenities. Some of the rooms even have huge tubs with windows that overlook the lake. Every room comes with a wooden floor, internet access, and a view of either the lakes or the mountains. Deluxe rooms and suites have jacuzzis and massage tubs. The hotel has an indoor swimming pool, sauna, and offers massages. And for those wanting to have some romance, the hotel also hosts weddings, and you can have a romantic carriage ride and boat ride to the island. Oh, that does sound lovely. So if you're looking to get away, the Best Western Hotel Lovec offers a lot of comforts, beautiful views and some luxury without breaking the bank. Well, I do hope that you've enjoyed this podcast and join us again soon.